Legislative Memo, Senate Bill 5838, to create a government task force to oversee development of artificial intelligence. By Todd Myers, Director, Center for the Environment. January 2024. Key findings. 1. The rapid growth of artificial intelligence has prompted legislators to propose creating a government task force to regulate how AI is used. 2. Senate Bill 5838 would create a task force of at least 42 members to report on the development of AI and recommend potential regulation. 3. Regulating artificial intelligence because it can be misused is similar to arguing that politicians should regulate the internet or the scientific process because they could be misused. 4. Regulating AI threatens to undermine the promise of the technology, undermining environmental solutions, economic benefits, and consumer use. 5. Wild Labs, the World Wildlife Fund's conservation tech organization, lists AI as the top future technology for protecting threatened species around the world. Allowing innovation is key to achieving that promise. 6. Although the task force is focused on the misuse of AI by the private sector, the most serious misuse of the technology has been by governments. Responses from ChatGPT have also shown a consistent leftward political bias. 7. Rather than looking to limit AI's innovation, legislators should focus on privacy and other concerns, in the same way they would with other information technologies and tools. Introduction. Just over 1 year ago, ChatGPT captured the public's attention by showing that this artificial intelligence, AI, tool can reply to questions in a way that is virtually indistinguishable from a human response. Since then, the advanced capabilities of AI have drawn increasing attention from politicians and special interests, who appear both worried about its potential misuse and were excited about using AI to promote their own agendas. Washington State is a major player in AI innovation, with Microsoft having a stake in OpenAI, the creator of ChatGPT. Responding to these various issues and economic interests, some lawmakers have introduced Senate Bill 5838 to create a government task force, made up of a wide range of special interests, politicians, and AI experts to consider potential government regulation. End note 1. That task force, however, is more likely to hinder the growth of AI and make it hard to fulfill its promise as a tool for benefiting Washington's economy, the people of Washington, and to solve important social challenges like environmental sustainability. The purpose of the legislation is to catch up with the innovation that has occurred. Regulating AI due to fear of theoretical problems would sacrifice AI's promise to give legislators and others a vague sense of security. The best way to ensure that AI achieves its potential is a tool for economic growth, a way to create environmental solutions, and bring benefits to Washingtonians, is to address concerns about the use of AI, in the same way we would address them if they were from the internet, the scientific process, or anywhere else. The text of SB 5838. The legislation contains three elements. It would create the task force, it would outline the topic areas the task force would address, and it would require task force recommendations and reporting. The proposed legislation lists a minimum of 42 members of the AI task force, who would be drawn from a range of political, special interest, business, and academic backgrounds. For example, there must be one member representing a statewide teachers association, at least 5 representatives from advocacy organizations, representing various racial and ethnic groups and other vulnerable communities, several named special interests, and several politicians and representatives of state agencies. Of those 42 representatives, only 11 would be from groups that have some expertise in AI. Nearly 3/4 of the proposed task force members would be politicians or people from special interest groups unrelated to AI. The task force would be given a broad mandate to examine a wide range of topics, including identification of risks from AI, benefits and risks to the public broadly, recommendations on appropriate uses and limitations of AI, racial equity considerations, civil liberties issues, and how to educate the public about these issues. It also asks task force members to suggest regulation regarding testing of AI systems before public release, to protect privacy and security, and to ensure accountability, including oversight, impact assessment, auditability, and due diligence mechanisms. That is an extremely broad mandate. Regulation that can provide accountability, oversight, and impact assessment could be extremely intrusive. The large number of members of the task force, including members from special interest groups with no clear connection to artificial intelligence technology and an expansive mandate, indicates the bill sponsors are having difficulty understanding the issues at hand and providing clear guidance. Given the public attention that AI has generated, the sponsors seem to feel they should provide oversight, even if they are unsure what should be overseen or how to do it. A large board, with a significant majority of members who have little understanding or experience of AI, combined with a vague mandate, is unlikely to deliver useful guidance for policymakers. The market, not government, made AI useful. The sponsor of SB 5838, Senator Joe Wynn, Democrat, Seattle, claims that AI could be the next big industry in Washington state. The remarkable growth in AI has occurred without direction from politicians. That lack of political control is what prompted introduction of the bill. Senator Wynn claims that the reason ChatGPT was released to the public was that investors like Elon Musk stopped providing funding. Senator Nguyen claims that when OpenAI stopped receiving funding from Elon Musk, ChatGPT became a thing because they had to fund the actual initiative. I am not familiar with the motive behind making ChatGPT public, but if Senator Nguyen is correct, the reason millions of people now have access to this incredible tool is due to the power of the free market. It wasn't government funding or foresight, but the recognition that ChatGPT is so useful that people would be willing to pay for it. Senator Wynn's comments indicate he feels that ChatGPT should not have been released to the public because the motive was to generate a profit. The greatest threat preventing AI from becoming Washington's next great industry is excessive regulation. In Europe, more than 150 researchers and entrepreneurs signed a letter warning that the proposed AI Act would have catastrophic implications for European competitiveness. Washington needs to avoid similar mistakes. AI's potential to help the environment. The legislative interest in AI is prompted by the remarkable improvement in large language computer models like ChatGPT over the past year. Artificial intelligence is used in many other ways as well, and it already plays an important role in solving energy and environmental problems. For example, AI is used by a company called Sense to identify the unique electronic signatures of appliances in a house, providing real-time information about how homes and buildings are using electricity. That information can be used to find ways to conserve energy, cutting costs and reducing environmental impact. That technology has now been integrated into smart meters built by the Spokane-based company Itron. It is also used in smart thermostats like Google Nest and Ecobee to help homeowners keep houses comfortable by using the least amount of energy possible at times when prices and carbon intensity are low. Puget Sound Energy offers a program that provides rebates for homes with smart thermostats that can be used to reduce electricity demand during periods of stress on the energy grid. Experts in conservation technology have also identified artificial intelligence as the most promising tool to advance conservation. The State of Conservation Technology 2023 report from World Labs, which is affiliated with the World Wildlife Fund, found that while AI currently ranks 10th out of 11th in conservation technologies in use, it ranked number 1 in the capacity to advance conservation. That promise can only be realized by expanding the diversity and reach of innovation. Adding political barriers to new applications of AI will slow down the innovation that is necessary to ensure AI becomes the tool conservationists are hoping it will become. The number of ways artificial intelligence will be used to address environmental problems continues to grow. The Pacific Northwest National Laboratory recently launched the Center for AI at PNNL, with the specific goal of promoting energy resilience. Government regulation authored by a panel of special interests risks slowing down this important avenue of innovation.